This is Susan B. Brock Telluride, Inside and Out, speaking to Rosemary Wotolla Charmer. Her newest poetry collection, The Less I Hold, will be on sale at Telluride's Between the Cover, and she is doing a book signing and a reading from The Less I Hold at Between the Covers on December 12th, 2012. That's 12-12-12. The reading begins at 5:12 p.m. Rosemary, thanks for joining me and sharing some of the poems.
Hi, Susan.
So tell me how you selected the poems you are about to read.
Well, the book, I think the title gives a little bit of the book away. The Less I Hold is certainly, it's a collection of poems that I've written in the last 3 or 4 years. And I think in those last 3 or 4 years, I've had a real taste of what it is to let things go and to surrender and I guess to stop believing that I can control everything. So I picked 3 poems that show up this kind of letting go in different ways, one physical, one with in terms of shoveling snow, just kind of a mundane thing, one of them maybe just kind of a spiritual discussion, and one of them in parenting.
Okay.
I think I'll start with the one about snow, just because I'm aching for some snow, and in this poem, it's dumping. This poem is called Acceptance. The whole time I shoveled the drive, snow was falling. Thick drapes of snow. Deepening snow. In every thin path I cleared, new snow. I needed no higher teaching to understand things come and go, an endless process, and this was my place in the world. Transferring snow from one space to another, scraping out new emptinesses, watching them refill, stopping to stare as the world grew new, heaven coming down in great shovelfuls, more than one woman could possibly move. So humbling to see one's limit, more humbling still to let it fade, not the limit itself, but the wanting to push it away. That poem, you know, I remember so well when I was shoveling and the snow was coming down and thinking, wow, I could never possibly move all that snow. And I think that, especially in America and certainly in my life, I think that we kind of get this idea we could do anything. And, you know, you could grow up to be the president or, you know, you don't, I think that we encourage people to think, as we love to say, outside the box. But every once in a while we get a sense, oh, you know, that there is a box. And then we fight against that or we struggle against that. And I think a lot of the poems in this book are learning to say yes to the world just as it is.
Beautiful. And your next poem?
The next one is called Because We Never Know, the shortest poem in the book. The mind asks, is it a cavern or just a crack, this gap between us? The heart says, hush, dear, now leap. That one, I don't know if I would have even put it in the book except that I have a friend in town, Lee Lynn. You know, I send my poems out. I write a poem every day, and I send the poems out to a couple hundred people. And one of the women in town who saw that poem brought it back to my attention over a year later. She said, oh, you know, my favorite poem of yours, and she recited that one to me, which I had completely forgotten that I'd ever written. So that one, it was sweet that she gave it back to me.
Wonderful. And your grand finale?
The grand finale. This is a parenting poem, a poem about my daughter, Vivian, and the irony, I suppose, in this poem is just as I'm learning all this letting go, she's learning how to say mine. Vivian learns first person possessive. 2 badminton rackets. The orange one she hands to me. The red one she holds in her fist and says, mine. It's the first time she says the word. Her introduction to the language of want. Beyond naming the object, she shapes her desire on her tongue and claims the thing. I gather my girl into my arms and hold her, as if to say with touch what words cannot, mine. But, and everything slips through our hands eventually. There is no part of speech to explain this, no translation for the way that things change, and they do, like a girl who just yesterday belonged to the world, like this woman who loses what she once thought she had and watches the world shift one syllable at a time.
And Susan Dubrock, Telluride, Inside and Out, and you've been listening to the Word Woman, Rosemary Wattola Trauma. Her newest book, about to be released at Between the Covers Bookstore, 12/12/12. Rosemary, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Susan.
You're welcome.